The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou McDonald has welcomed the former Sinn Féin councillor Jonathan Dowdall's plea of guilty in relation to heinous and disgusting crime. It comes as news broke last night that Gardaí have taken Gerry Hutch out of prison to question him about organised crime offences. Irish Sun reporter Michael Doyle joins us now to give us the latest. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, all of this goes back to the Regency Hotel.
Of course, yeah, everybody remembers the Regency gun attack which led to the murder of David Byrne and what followed the very bloody and violent Kinahan-Hutch gangland feud which the SOCAR claimed the lives of 18 people. Yesterday we got the first convictions in relation to this gun attack. Jonathan Dowdall and his father Patrick Dowdall were due to stand trial in relation to the case next week, but they both pleaded guilty yesterday to facilitating the murder of David Byrne on the 5th of February 2016.
Now, facilitating the murder, what detail was given as to how that facilitation took place?
It seems that they booked a room in the hotel which the hit team or the gunmen were to use as kind of a place to gather their thoughts or to keep an eye on the gang or the Kinahans who are in the lobby. That seems to be what they've been charged with. It took place on the fourth of February, which is the day before the gun attacks. They booked a room in the hotel, and certainly that's what they pleaded guilty to.
Yeah, it could be seen that this is a lesser charge than one that might have been brought.
It is a lesser charge. Jonathan Dowdall was actually charged with murder. He was due to stand trial for murder next week. The case will be mentioned again in the Special Criminal Court on Monday morning, and the prosecution will then give the instructions to the court as to what they intend to do with that murder charge. But of course, the indications are that the DPP have accepted the plea for lesser charge on both men. Now, Patrick Dowdall had already been charged with facilitating the murder, so certainly Jonathan Dowdall, they seem to have accepted the plea to a lesser charge.
Okay, and if you're a gambler, perhaps looking at the possibility, should a conviction for murder arise, it's an automatic life sentence, and although the sentence has yet to be handed down, would be a much lesser sentence, one would imagine. So who else is going to face trial for the murder of David Byrne?
Well, of course, Gerry Hutch himself has been charged with the murder, and that trial is due to get underway on Monday. He was due to be stand trial with four other men. Two of them were the Dowdalls. There are two other men, Jason Bonney and Patrick Murphy, who have been charged with lesser offences. They've been charged with kind of giving logistical support to the gang on the day. That trial is due to get underway on Monday. Of course, now we have the guilty pleas. There'll be a sentence date for the two Dowdalls. But that's where we are at this stage. That trial is due to go on for about 12 weeks, starting Monday.
Now, the guilty pleas mean that, for the moment at any rate, the Dowdalls are out of the frame in this murder case. But one presumes that the book of evidence would already have been prepared for that case. So the arrest of Gerry Hutch in prison, what is the inference we can draw from that?
Well, Gerry Hutch now has been arrested yesterday in Wheatfield Prison on the back of these guilty pleas. He's been detained in a Dublin Garda station under Section 4 of the Criminal Justice Act, and we understand that it is in relation to directing the operations of a criminal gang. It's what he's been questioned in relation to. This comes on the back, as I said, of the guilty pleas. We're not sure. We don't believe it, certainly at this point, that any charges will arise from this, but as part of a wider investigation by the Gardaí into organised crime, which goes back, I guess, to the Regency gun attack and also to the long-running gangland feud which erupted on the back of that.
Now, where are we with that feud? We know that the Kinahans are under a massive pressure because of the involvement of various policing agencies around the world, including the United States and Interpol, and in Spain we saw the recent arrest. So the Kinahans are under pressure, and Gerry Hutch himself incarcerated at the moment in Wheatfield and temporarily in a Garda station. So what is the state of the feud? Is it becalmed?
It has really calmed down at this stage. The Gardaí should be commended for the work they've put into it over the last number of years. And also, they've received amazing support from international law enforcement agencies. As you said, the Kinahan organisation are under severe pressure at the moment. There is significant bounties on the head of the major players within the gang. Jerry Hutch himself is obviously behind bars awaiting a murder trial. There hasn't been a murder in relation to it in a few years. So certainly the state of the feud at this point is that things have really, really calmed down.
Now, there is a political dimension to this, I suppose, because of the connections between the Sinn Féin leader, Mary Lou MacDonald, and Mr. Dowdall, who was at one time a Sinn Féin councillor, although later fell out with the party. What do you think the fallout from that might be?
Well, Donald Dowdall became a Sinn Féin councillor in 2014. He left the party the following year. Under a cloud, it seems, he claimed he was bullied out of the party. Sinn Féin have strongly denied those claims. Mary Lou MacDonald has, as always, kind of distanced herself from him, certainly from him. And yesterday she released a statement today that she welcomed his conviction. She described the recent gun attack as a heinous, disgusting crime. I'm quite sure, surely, there shouldn't be any political fallout in the back of this, I wouldn't have thought.
All right. Look, on that note, thank you very much for joining us. Michael Doyle, who's reporter with the Irish Sun.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.